The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare it to you about the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The more we discover about God, the greater becomes the mystery of his presence and love. And so each year on Trinity Sunday, it calls us to reflect on the life of God. We are reminded that in our prayer, every time we bless ourselves, we remember that God is a community of persons, each communicating God's love in a different way. As Christians, our principal entrance into the mystery of God is in the person of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In the person of Jesus, the mystery of God has a face, a voice, a language, a love, a life. Having just celebrated Pentecost, we remember the manifold gifts that the Spirit brings, the Spirit that leads us to the truth. And we see the works of the Father in every act of creation, the outpouring of love for the world, all its creatures, the beauty of creation, and the resources that we need to live. We celebrate the great joy of our God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel is taken from the Last Supper discourse when Jesus spoke of his impending return to the Father. His physical departure was not to leave the disciples orphaned or bereft of his presence. Rather, it would open up a new mode of divine presence. The Holy Spirit would come into the minds and hearts of the disciples in what can be best called a new creation. Trinity Sunday is an opportunity to consider the vital movement of all Christian prayer and of the liturgy in particular. We cannot appreciate what liturgy is about without understanding the inner movements of the divine life. Jesus described his mission as a journey down into the world and then back up to return to the Father. I will come from the Father and I have come into the world, and now I will leave the world to go to the Father. There is no other way to the Father except through the Son's return. We are privileged to share in that return by the power the Holy Spirit has been given to us. Where, as it says in this evening's Gospel, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to the complete truth. The essence of Christian prayer is our sharing in the return of glory to the Father through the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in particular, the Eucharistic liturgy is the living remembrance of Jesus Christ. He was the Word of God, touching the lowest areas of human life, even death and disgrace, but out of which he rose and returned to the Father. At Mass, the mind listens to the Word of God in the readings, and in the light of that Word, the needs of the community are gathered together in the prayers of the faithful. The bread and wine are prepared as gifts to symbolize the return of our lives and of all creation to the Father. In the solemn words and actions of the Eucharistic prayer, the journey of the Word down into the world and back to the Father is remembered. And in the biblical sense, to remember God's actions is to make them present again. Our liturgy reaches a climax in the intimacy of Holy Communion. We are then invited to go out into the world and to spread the good news.